That's a pretty typical morning at the Gunderson household. 2-year-old Sammy's wielding a sword, his 6-year-old brother AJ dons an eye patch, and Isaac, age 8, is searching for buried treasure over by the bunk beds.
The ship is getting destroyed!
To say these brothers love pirates is a bit of an understatement. Their bedroom floor is currently covered with miniature ships and tiny plastic figures with hooks for hands. Their favorite snack is Pirate's Booty brand cheese puffs. And the first song AJ learned on the piano was the theme to the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, I would like to be a pirate.
They stop at, like, every island they can see and try to find the treasures. It's really cool.
The boys don't know anything about modern-day pirates, but they're more than familiar with the classic pirate archetype.
You would need a hat.
If they lose, like, half of their leg, then they need a pig leg.
If your eye gets popped out and you need an eye patch, maybe for decoration you could, like, have a skull on it.
They ran out of cannons! Yay! We survived!
No, we didn't.
Their adventurous nature and cool weapons make pirates a logical fascination for kids. But imaginative American children aren't the only ones obsessed with these rogue sailors.
Pirates were pretty much part of pop culture since pop culture was created, initially starting with limited circulation books and poetry to motion pictures.
Mark Newcup works for Virginia's Mariners Museum, and he curated the exhibit Swashbuckler, The Romance of the Pirates. He says the stereotypical pirate is an amalgamation of the seafaring felons of the early 1700s, men who, even in their own time, were romanticized by the general public.
English society, French society, was a very hierarchical society. In contrast to prevalent society of the day, pirate society was able to promote an egalitarianism. If you were in a pirate crew, you would sign articles of agreement. And what this would do was give you an equal say where you would go, what ships you would attack, and you would be insured an equal share of the profits. Great contrast to civilian society.
Whether they're old-time Englishmen or present-day Somalis, most pirates, says Newcup, are driven by poverty and political instability. What elevated the pirates of the past was the period in which they lived.
The early 1700s, it's not that far away from the American independence movement. So there is a veneer of patriotism that is put over these English pirates. They were fighting against England, and in a few years, Americans would be fighting against England. It's not that hard to make a stretch between the pirates and the patriot movement.
So you want to be a pirate? Yeah, you want to be a pirate.
It's Sunday night at the Performing Arts Theater in Maplewood, Minnesota. After 2 months of practicing, the cast members of Pirates the Musical are dancing their way across the stage. The grade school performers have scars drawn on their faces with eyebrow pencil, and they sing about how fun it is to be a pirate.
Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
For many, this was their very first attempt at acting. That, says artistic director Rob Sutherland, is why he was so set on a pirate-driven plot.
Kids can grab onto them and relate to them and really portray them without having to be an experienced actor.
All hands on deck.
Hoist the Jolly Roger.
Blackbeard and the other villains of the high seas probably never imagined they'd one day be portrayed as joyful characters in a children's theater production. But, says curator Mark Newcup, that's the kind of thing that happens when you become a cultural icon.
They've always been part of the escapist fantasy. Here is an example of some individuals who took fate into their own hands. They did it illegally for the most part, but the example is nonetheless valid. And because being outside of the society that holds us down is such a popular idea, that explains, I think, their continued popularity.
Newcup says it's unlikely today's pirates will ever have the allure of the centuries-old swashbucklers. The image of a rugged outlaw in a velvet waistcoat with a cute little parrot on his shoulder, it's just so much nicer than one of some guy in a tattered shirt hijacking a boat at gunpoint.
Pirates all, pirates all, pirates all, are we pirates all?
Nikki Tundell, Minnesota Public Radio News.